Today is Monday, December 9th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Christmas card day. It's also Weary Willy Day. Weary Willy? It's a picture of clown shoes. I'm not really sure. Maybe Weary Willy is a clown. Well, now I must know. Let's see what it says. Weary Willy Day on December 9th recognizes the art of clowning and the impact it has on our lives. This holiday was named for the character made famous by Emmett Kelly, who was born on this day in 1898. So yeah, it celebrates clowns, but it's based on a particular clown. There you go. Last but not least, it is National Pastry Day. And once again, I'm probably not going to have a pastry, but I did successfully start using Noom again last week. Also, I weighed myself. I don't think I've talked about it. I may have talked about it. But just for accountability's sake, because my listeners keep me accountable. I have gained weight. I want you guys to know. I want to be honest about that with everyone. I have gained 10 pounds since we left for our Grecian vacation. So that was back in the beginning of October. I was around 164, and I did finally weigh on Thursday, and I was 174. So it's a little bit of a roadblock, it's a little bit of a stumble, but at the same time, I've got to look at it like, you know, I'm making life changes, and I didn't gain all the weight back. I had lost around 30 pounds. So now I'm at 20, and, you know, it's an ongoing process, right? So I'm back on the Noom app. I did a pretty good job last week watching my calories and logging my food, and I'm back on it. I'm back on it, and, you know, maybe I'll be back down. Maybe I'll be 5 pounds lighter by the time beginning of January comes. It was not a New Year's resolution, but I really decided to start focusing on it more. It was actually the week before New Year's. I believe I was at a Christmas party and I was thinking, I'm just too fat. And so I've got to start focusing on this again. And so then I set myself some goals. I was like, I want to fit into these leather pants and I want to all of these things. So yes, I'm losing it slower than I would like. So let's say by first week of January, I have lost 25 pounds, which means to have lost 25 pounds, I need to be right at 170, 169. That's really good. It's a half a pound a week, but that is a really healthy, normal amount of weight to lose in a year is a half a pound to a pound a week. So, you know, and maybe that's easier to keep off if you lose it slowly. Now, I lost a majority of that between January and July. And then when I started vacationing, it was hard for me to keep track or, you know, keep on track. But anyway, regardless, I'm going to look at it as a positive because I didn't. My normal routine would be to come back from vacation and to just completely stop working out, dieting, weighing. And then by the time I weigh again, I've gained everything back plus. And at least this time, I did when I first got back from the vacation, I did have a, you know, over a month of less than ideal, false starts, let's say. I would start and stop and start and stop, and I never weighed myself because I was worried about what I was going to weigh, all of that kind of stuff. But now I'm back on track, And I'm proud, you know. None of us are perfect, and I'll keep going. So anyway, yeah, we had a weekend. I'm recording on a Sunday, so I'm in the middle of my Christmas pageantry has started, and we had our first Christmas performance this morning, and that went fine. We had three this morning, actually, and I have one more I'm leaving home for in about 30 minutes. But I needed to record first because Mark's going to go with me. He's going to watch that performance, and then we're going to go to dinner. And when I get back, I'm not going to feel like doing any recording or editing or anything like that. So I thought, you know what? I'll go ahead and do that now. So Friday night, we did not have the mix, but I was trying to just sort of get back to normal because I had a hard meeting on Friday, and I think I talked about that already, but I had a hard meeting on Friday, and I just wanted to relax Friday evening and try to recover from being under the weather. And again, I don't even know exactly what it was, because other than my voice being a little bit hoarse, more hoarse than normal, there was not really any coughing, any extra coughing or sneezing or runny nose. It was mainly around the headache and the neck ache and the back ache and feeling really tired. So, I mean, who knows? But now I seem to feel pretty normal. I'm still a little bit tired, but I'm a lot better than I was. So anyway, we did not have the mix, but Mark and I just stayed in, and I cooked dinner. We had turkey burgers for dinner. And we watched more Lost because we are now almost all the way through season two. Lost has, I don't know, six seasons or something like that. But back then they were 25 episode seasons, right? So we're almost 50 episodes in, but we've still got, I don't even know how many. But let's see, there are 121 total episodes, I believe. So that would mean we have over 80 episodes left to go before we finish this thing. And I did watch some of Lost when it originally came out, but I don't remember exactly how much. Like, there are characters that I remember, but then there are parts of the storyline that I'm like, I'm not sure if I remember that. So I don't know how far I got. How many seasons in I got before I fell off the bandwagon, but I'm enjoying watching it regardless, because I don't remember. It's been so long, I don't even remember much of anything. So I remember little flashes of, oh, I remember Jack, and I remember whatever. By the way, the doctor, Jack on Lost, is going to be in an upcoming The Yellowstone spinoff with Michelle Pfeiffer, Patrick Adams from Suits, and some other people. I think they just started working on it, so it's probably not going to come out until 2025, but if you like that actor, he's going to be in, and I don't even know the name of it. I don't think it's tentatively they're looking at Madison or The Madison or something like that, but I was just reading an article about that. So on Saturday, got up, and Mark had a run, so I just kind of laid in bed and relaxed and read a little bit of my book, because I'm still trying to read every day. Oh, I'm burpy. I had some chips and salsa this afternoon. But so just kind of relaxed in the morning. Mark got a lot done. I was still trying to recover from being sick, so I kind of relaxed. I cooked lunch for us. We had eggs, and I marinated some turkey breast cutlets. I know this is probably going to sound weird, but I marinated some turkey breast cutlets, the 99% fat-free ones, in soy sauce and brown sugar and garlic to make something similar to this meat that they have in the Philippines. They don't use turkey. They would use pork or beef or chicken, but because I do everything with turkey, and Mark thinks I do a pretty good job of mimicking that flavor. I think I didn't do quite as good of a job this time, but I marinated that, made some eggs, made some rice. We had eggs and rice and this soy garlic turkey for kind of a brunch. And then we played Pokemon in the afternoon for a few hours. And we watched Lost. We watched Lost most of the evening, and that was about it from what we did yesterday. And then today, like I said, I had three services this morning, came home, we had lunch. We've just kind of been relaxing on the couch. He's going to go with me to my last one, and then we're going to have restaurant of the week after that, and that'll be our Sunday. We do have two texts. Gary says the description for today is actually yesterday's little show. Yeah, Gary, Thursday when I wasn't feeling well, I forgot to delete the old description, so thanks for letting me know. And then Gary also says, I hope you feel better soon. Take care of yourself. Yes, I've just been relaxing, and I'm starting to be on the other side of it, I think, so thank you. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.